My name is Adam Eason. Wonderful beneficial changes in your life. Wonderful beneficial changes in your life. Logical, rational, and analytical logic to become rational, unconscious self. Utilize with hypnosis. You get a different feeling about your unconscious. Your unconscious. Your gut. My name is Adam Eason.
Welcome to this unique Adam Eason experience. Relax, open your mind, and enjoy.
I'd like to spend a few moments with you now before you go into hypnosis and start using it to make wonderful, beneficial changes in your life, perhaps to answer a few questions you may have and also to dispel a few myths and misconceptions that may exist about hypnosis and other related modern psychotherapeutic interventions. You know, I still meet people that firmly believe that experiencing hypnosis is like being unconscious. I always reply, you know, what would be the point of that? Spending money and time to be unconscious in someone else's company. You know, if I wanted you to be unconscious, we'd simply bash you over the head. So it's important that you also know that hypnosis is not about being unconscious and that you have the correct expectations about the hypnotic experience that you are going to have. In order to understand hypnosis, it is important to understand and differentiate between our minds. By that, I'm referring to our conscious mind, where we are now, and just below that level of awareness is our unconscious mind. It's also sometimes referred to as the subconscious mind. For the purpose of easy understanding here today, they're the same thing. The conscious mind is where we usually spend most of our waking time. You know that internal dialogue we have that thinks, what shoes shall I wear today? Or, Adam Eason sounds like a very nice man indeed. You know, that is your conscious mind. Your conscious mind basically does four things and no more. Firstly, your conscious mind analyzes. What is that? Well, that is the part of us that looks at problems, analyzes them, and tries to create solutions to those problems. It is that part of us that makes decisions all day, every day. Shall I open the door? Shall I have something to eat? Even though they are automatic behaviors, we have to make a conscious decision about whether or not to do these things. The second part of our conscious mind is our rationale, that part of us that, especially in Western cultures, always has to know why things happen and why we behave in particular ways. You know, this can cause us so many problems as we give many problems more and more credence and power. More conventional and traditional methods of counseling or psychotherapy, you know, is very much concerned with looking at causes of our problems. And it's my opinion that all this often does is teaches us why they happen, as opposed to giving us the skills required to change unwanted habits and behaviors. The more we think about why we do things, the more we seem to embed the unwanted behavior into our psyches. You know, the third part of our conscious mind is willpower, that teeth-gritted determination that so many of us are proud to demonstrate. How many times have we used our willpower alone to make changes and found that our willpower weakens and that change is temporary or non-existent? And then the final part of our conscious mind is your short-term memory. Now, by that, I'm referring to the things that you need to remember to function on a day-to-day basis, so that when your phone rings, you know to answer it, rather than stare at it, wondering what it is. Or ensuring that when you cross the road, you know, you're doing it carefully and correctly, without being run over. That is the conscious part of your mind, is logical, rational, and analytical. A bit like Mr. Spock from the Star Trek series. And as much as it pains me to say it, our conscious mind is frequently wrong about things. Your conscious mind is wherever you happen to be pointing it at any given time. I'm sure you've been in a busy, noisy environment, such as a restaurant or a bar, and you've been engaged in a conversation with another individual, and all the sounds going on around you just seem to blend into the background. And someone else 10 meters away can punctuate their sentence with your name, and you'll pick it out as if it was being spoken to you. This begins to illustrate that unconsciously you are aware of many, many pieces of information every second of your life: sounds, colors, thoughts, textures, and so on. Yet your conscious mind allows you to focus upon what is pertinent or relevant to you at that moment. Now, if you take that conscious awareness, that focus, and point it inside of yourself instead of outside into the world, you begin to become aware of your inner self, your inner realities, your unconscious self, which is the part of you that we work with in hypnosis. Your unconscious mind is tremendously powerful and automates as much behavior as it possibly can so that we do not have to think about it. For example, there was a time in your life when you had to be shown how to tie your shoelaces, and you concentrated on doing this. Now, I suspect that by this stage in your life, you know how to tie your shoelaces very well, and you don't even have to think about doing it. You just do it. You know, I have a lonely auntie, a spinster of an auntie, who, as a boy, my mother would ask me to phone on a weekly basis as she thought this would make her happy. And I vividly remember hearing her lighting up a cigarette, heavily exhaling the smoke, while on the telephone. You know, she didn't even think about what she was doing. She just associated smoking with being on the phone. We are amazing learning machines, and we learn behaviors and habits, and then our unconscious mind automates them and does them on autopilot so that we do not have to think about doing them. Your unconscious mind has within it all your long-term memory, just about every blade of grass that you've seen in your entire lifetime is stored away in your long-term memory that serves as an amazing storage center. These memories affect us in varying ways, some more than others. Sometimes our ability to remember them is not as fluid as we need, as it's often not necessary to have all our memory in the forefront of our minds. For example, right now you are unlikely to be thinking about everything that happened to you on your last birthday. However, me just mentioning it, you can dig into your unconscious long-term memory and remember. Another example is if you've ever seen a live stand-up comedy show. You watch the comedian and laugh, or not as the case may be, heartily as you listen to lots and lots of jokes. Then when you leave the venue, you can remember one or none of them, one or two jokes at best. Then a week later, a friend that you're with can say to you, "Do you remember such and such a joke from last week's comedian?" And you think, "Oh, yeah." As you bring that information out from your long-term memory, you know that you know the joke. It was just not at the forefront of your conscious mind. It was tucked away in the deeper unconscious. So your unconscious mind knows more about you than you consciously know that you know. Beginning to sound confusing? Well, just think. As you're listening to this, you are currently breathing. Your heart is beating, at least I do hope so. You're digesting, your body is relating and regulating its body temperature. It's doing a range of wonderful things without you having to consciously think about it. You know, you're not sat around thinking to yourself, "I really must remember to breathe." You know, we're not machines. There is an intelligence within us that knows how to do these things, and it's that intelligence that we tap into and utilize with hypnosis. Your unconscious mind is where you get your gut feelings, your instincts and intuition that communicates with you sporadically from time to time. Like when sometimes someone can be saying all the right words to you, but you get a different feeling about them. Your unconscious mind's a bit like a computer. Throughout your entire lifetime, it's been programmed with all your experiences, relationships, interpretations of the world, influences, and all this has culminated in your computer functioning with that programming. Hypnosis is a simple way of accessing that computer and updating that programming so that it becomes instinctive and intuitive for you to make the changes that please you. Your unconscious mind is the seat of your emotions and where your behaviors exist, and it's the part of you that we work with in hypnosis. Hypnosis is simply a way of us stepping over your conscious mind and accessing the unconscious mind to make powerful and profound changes. I wonder which ones you will experience. Now, I'm sure that you've experienced natural trance states many times before. In fact, I know it. For example, when you've been driving in a car and you've thought to yourself, how did I get here? Or when you've been reading a book and you've turned the page and thought, I've no idea what I've just read. I'm going to have to read it all again. You know, I can remember being at school watching my history teacher teach me, yet my mind was a million miles away wishing I was doing something else. All very common experiences, daydream, trance-like states that we all experience many times a day. The only difference between these naturally occurring states and those that we use in therapeutic applications of hypnosis is that with the hypnosis, you intend to enter the state. You are in control of it. And it's just like a slightly amplified, deeper version of that state. That's it. Sometimes it's simply like sitting in a chair with your eyes closed, not the magical, mystical, or unusual experiences that some people are led to believe it is. You know, it is important here for you to know that you simply cannot be made to do anything that you don't want to do. Very important that you know that. I had a guy that a doctor referred to me. He came to see me and he said, my doctor has referred me to come and see you as I have severe and chronic emphysema and I'm going to die of it unless I stop smoking. Pretty good motivation to stop smoking, I thought. And I said to him, well, I presume you want to stop. And he said, oh no, I love smoking. It's one of my few remaining pleasures. Now, I had to send him away as I cannot make him do something that he does not want to do. Can you imagine if I could do that? Wow. I'd go and see my bank manager and make him give me £1 million without returning it. You know, you never read about baddie hypnotists making people rob banks or anything else absurd because it simply cannot be done. You know, people usually then say to me, okay, Adam, I hear and understand what you're saying and it all makes sense. However, I've seen stage hypnosis and seen people dancing like chickens. Are you telling me that they want to do that? I am saying that these people are not being made to do things that they don't want to do. When someone buys tickets to a stage hypnosis show, they are already being permissive to the notion that they're going to see hypnosis for entertainment. They expect certain things to happen. Secondly, when the stage hypnotist asks the audience, who wants to come on stage? The people that agree to do so or put their hands up are saying, yes, I want to be hypnotized. They're not being made to do anything they don't want to do. The stage hypnotist ensures that the individuals on the show are receptive and follow a large number of compliance exercises, and it begins to create the illusion that these people are doing things that they don't want to do when they are not. The hypnosis can step over the inhibitions of the conscious mind so that the individuals behave with more openness. They just cannot be made to do things that they don't want to do. Anyone can be hypnotized. I work with insomniacs, heroin addicts, schizophrenics, people experiencing chemotherapy. These are all people that are often convinced that they cannot relax or cannot be hypnotized. And as long as they want to, they all can. And they all do. All that is required is that you have an open mind, that you expect it to work, and have progressive, motivated thoughts about the processes, follow the sessions, and allow them to help you help yourself to make the changes you want and deserve. At the beginning of these hypnosis sessions, you may be asked to do a number of different things with your mind, and you can be forgiven for thinking, well, a moment ago he asked me to do this, and now something else, and now another thing. What exactly am I supposed to be listening to or following? The simple answer is that you listen and follow as much or as little as you want to. Remember, that is your conscious mind thinking those thoughts, and that is not the part of you that we're working with and making the change with. I'm sure there'll also be times when you'll be thinking, am I in hypnosis? What am I supposed to be thinking or feeling? Again, that is your conscious mind thinking that thought, and does not matter what it is thinking. It can be attempting to follow everything that I'm saying, or just wandering off and thinking about whatever you like. Your unconscious mind is absorbing all that you want it to, and you can trust it to do that. Finally, there'll be times in the session when I'll be asking you to imagine things. Imagining things does not have to mean visualizing. If I ask you to think of a favorite place, you can imagine what it would be like. You don't have to be seeing a picture, perfect cinema version of it in your mind. You can imagine, sense, think, or just know it without seeing it or picturing it in every detail. If I asked you to imagine the sound your feet make when you walk across gravel, you know the sound I'm talking about, and you can imagine it. But you're not necessarily hearing it in your ears right now. You can imagine it, and that's all I ask. So hypnosis is not like being unconscious. It's almost like having heightened awareness. It requires you to want the change, have an open, positive mind, as best as you can, and allow whatever happens to happen without trying to grasp at what you think should happen, just letting it happen anyway. In the recorded program that you have invested in, the sounds will also be coming through in both ears, and often different words will be spoken in different ears. Just allow the sound to flow over you, rather than trying to keep up with it all. Just trust that your wonderful unconscious mind is absorbing all that you need. I wish you all the very best with whichever of my titles that you're using to make progressive change in your life. And I just know that having come this far, you really can do it and make the changes that you want to make. Best wishes.